Welcome back to Radio EcoShock.
We often hear the original inhabitants of the Americas were more in tune with nature, considering they flourished and did not damage the natural world. I think it's true. So I am especially pleased to reach Jenna Gray Eagle. She grew up near the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota as a member of the Ogallala Lakota people. Jenna has been working with youth. She is planning a delegation to the PowerShift Conference in Pittsburgh starting October 18th. And I welcome you, Jenna, to Radio EcoShock. So I understand there was a regional convergence in Pine Ridge in September. What was that about?
We actually held the convergence in Pine Ridge at the Boys and Girls Club, which was really awesome because it's a nonprofit that's kind of going out of business, and it was really nice to have EAC, Energy Action Coalition, help them out. And so basically we got together and talked about PowerShift, because honestly, PowerShift is not a big deal in places like South Dakota. And, you know, to me, it seems like a fantastic opportunity that opens so many doors for so many young people. And, you know, it's something I really wanted to open up. So really, the convergence was just about informing them what PowerShift is and telling them why it's such an awesome opportunity for people.
Well, for listeners who don't know, what is PowerShift?
Well, PowerShift this year is actually going to be held in Pittsburgh on October 18th through the 21st, which is actually the first time it's going to be held in Pittsburgh. It's kind of a message saying that not everything has to be done in Washington, D.C. PowerShift, what it is, it's just kind of a convening of youth getting together on environmental issues. And this year, they're really actually focusing towards social justice issues, you know, within the environment, as well as kind of showing that all these issues are intersectional, which I think is really awesome because there are so many issues, especially, you know, within places like Pine Ridge, that show systemic oppression is very, very real, and all kinds of social justice issues can be connected. And so it's just going to be a lot of workshops and panels and keynote speakers and, you know, kind of trying to get a focus on grassroots movement.
Well, you've written passionately about the burdens carried by so many First Nations people. Is it hard to get past the stereotypes even among other climate activists?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest struggles I've had is that within the broader struggle, it's hard to get people to realize what is actually going on reservations. You know, you first have to understand the history of Indigenous people. And, you know, most people get that, but most people also don't connect that to people now and realize that there is no support within a lot of areas and what's happened with, you know, psychologically, mentally, physically, and everything else that's happened within to Indigenous people. It's just kind of hard to get people to realize that, you know, this is why things are so screwed up and, you know, people really need help.
Yeah. Well, Jen, I'm white and I grew up in a very privileged way, so I don't pretend to know how hard it's been for Indigenous people in the United States and Canada. I have friends here whose parents were ripped away from their homes. They were sent away to residential schools. They were forbidden to speak anything but English. Some were beaten up. And so that generation is still here with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we just had a reconciliation walk here in Vancouver. Thousands of people showed up even though it was pouring rain. Do you think that South African-style reconciliation could help in the U.S. too?
Yeah, you know, I think it's certain things like that that make issues like that so beautiful in a way, because it just shows that Indigenous people are still here and that we are still very much alive. And we definitely have this huge battle in front of us, but I think it's certain things like that that it's like a nice message to show that, you know, we can all get together still and show that we have this huge fight. And struggling is definitely going to be an issue, but, you know, it's certain things like that that I really enjoy.
I'm hearing from you that too many people think, well, yeah, it was tough in the past, but why should that affect you now? But of course it's going to. Generations of abuse, really.
Right, yeah. And like you said, like the stereotypes and everything that happens to us that are called out on us, you know, like alcohol-related stuff. And, you know, there are so many issues that I see on reservations that people are just so numb to, you know, that are within the reservation. And it's hard to see that because there are so many resources and everything that are getting poured into such visionless things to me. And it's hard to see, you know, like the youth not feeling empowered to talk about this type of stuff.
Well, let's talk a little bit about climate change. I've read some news about strange weather in the Dakotas as well over the past few years. Have you seen or heard anything about that?
Well, yeah, there's definitely a lot of, you know, droughts and things like that. But I guess what I'm more concerned with is environmental justice issues and talking about how, you know, like uranium mining on the Pine Ridge Reservation is exploiting so many people. And also certain things like fracking and natural gas, you know, all that stuff is just, it does affect the climate in very real ways, but it also affects the people right on the reservation in ways that people, you know, are just now starting to hear about with, like, movies like Gasland and how it's going to poison water and it's going to just kind of destroy life and, like, those things that people take for granted. And it's hard to see that, especially on the reservation, because it's already been so exploited and it's been so down in the dumps, and people are just so down in the dumps, and it's really hard to see corporate exploitation happening there still.
This is Radio EcoShock. I'm talking with Jenna Gray Eagle about Power Shift. What are you hearing about fracking in the Dakotas?
Well, fracking in the Dakotas, the Keystone XL pipeline, you know, has not been approved, but there are actually potential man camps that have been exploiting the North Dakota Reservation, Fort Berthold. The man camps where the, you know, Keystone XL and then also the Enbridge pipeline has really been exploiting a lot of reservations. And I think that's another message that needs to get out there, is that there are more pipelines besides, you know, the possible fracking and everything that can happen in South Dakota. It's just certain exploitations like that that, you know, kind of really affect a lot of other reservations, and it can possibly affect the Pine Ridge Reservation. So there are potential man camps set up right along the border of actually the Yankton Sioux Reservation in South Dakota that can further, there are issues like, you know, rape and human trafficking and just certain issues like that that can potentially affect, again, you know, reservations in South Dakota.
Well, for our listeners in Europe and Australia, what is a man camp?
A man camp is what the pipeline workers, they sit in. It's kind of like just like a man camp, like it's the workers that are going to work on the pipeline, I guess is the simplest way to explain that.
Right, so they're all together, no families present, maybe a lot of alcohol, some drugs, some very hard work, long hours, pretty crazy
and then
stuff.
It's especially hard because there are, you know, reservations are sovereign nations, so they have their own laws, but there's a lot of messiness within federal laws and sovereign nations, like within reservations, because it's so hard to get somebody that's not from the reservation that comes in and, you know, potentially rapes a woman. You know, he has so much leeway to kind of leave and not really ever be prosecuted for it. And there are so many issues like that that are happening in North Dakota and you know, other man camps throughout the country.
I think it's happening in northern Alberta where there are man camps, and probably in Australian mining camps as well. It's a real problem. So, Jenna Gray Eagle, what are your plans for the Power Shift 2013 conference?
Well, I've actually been recruiting youth from Pine Ridge, trying to get them out to Power Shift, which I'm hoping is going to be an awesome opportunity and just kind of show that there are fields within this work. You know, there are so many types of fields and there are so many types of things that you can do within not only like the environmental field, but so many social justice things that, you know, that they can speak about, especially in Pine Ridge, but also just kind of connecting to other people that are kind of facing the same exploitation throughout the country. And just everyone, you know, that's what's so awesome about Power Shift, is everyone convening together to kind of talk about these issues and feel like they're a part of something. And I really want Pine Ridge youth to feel like they can come out and feel like they're a part of this larger struggle with the rest of the country.
How did you become an organizer, and do you have any tools you want to recommend to work with?
Yeah, how did I become an organizer? I definitely just kind of educated myself on, you know, like systemic oppression that I saw happening on the reservation, and I definitely noticed that there is a broader struggle and that there's really no Indigenous voices, especially within there are a few, but they're not very platformed. The environmental movement does not 100% have a lot of strong voices, especially in the youth perspective in grassroots movements. And I just kind of noticed that. And so I thought, you know, I heard about this job here at Energy Action Coalition, and I thought it would be great to come out and try to represent and try to, you know, empower myself to get trainings and kind of learn organizing skills to take back home with me. And, you know, definitely finding allies and everything that will help me out. And then also, The best part, though, has been to, you know, recruit in Pine Ridge and empower other youth with me to, you know, fight this larger struggle.
Is there a website or Facebook page you'd like to recommend?
Moccasins on the Ground, actually. and definitely Winona LaDuke's work as well with Honor the Earth. She's definitely trying to get the Enbridge pipeline more exposed. I see definitely a lot of people trying to do that, and I really support that work. And also Moccasins on the Ground, Deborah White Plume, she's been doing amazing work with nonviolent trainings on the reservation and, you know, trying to implement direct action into stopping further corporate exploitation on the reservation.
Well, listeners, I'll put links to that in my show blog at ecoshock.info so you can follow up. I'm Alex Smith. We've been talking with Jenna Gray Eagle, a youth organizer who grew up near the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. Now Jenna's preparing for PowerShift 2013 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thank you so much, Jenna.
Thank you, Alex, so much.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.